And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
All right, let's do this week's public service announcement. Oregon State University, Cascade, Science Pub Series. That continues this Tuesday at Edward J. Ray Hall on the OSU Cascades campus in Bend with the Roller Coaster of Hemp in Oregon talk. This is about the history of the hemp industry in Oregon from its legalization in 2018 to today. To register, visit osucascades.edu/event-registration. City Club of Central Oregon is doing a program called Belonging in Bend, How Lonely Are We? This will be on Thursday at Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Central Oregon. The event aims to delve into the crucial topic of community connection, addressing the challenges of loneliness, and exploring ways to foster a sense of belonging in the city of Bend. Registration is required at the website. It's cityclubco.org. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. Now, if you want to help, you make an appointment by downloading the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Come to the High Desert Museum for a 1920s era event, music and signature cocktails at their speakeasy. Come dressed to impress in your finest threads for this 21 and older prohibition party on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. You can find out more about this one at highdesertmuseum.org. The Girl Scouts, they're embarking on a fun skill-building adventure through the Girl Scout Cookie Program. So if you know a Girl Scout, let her know you're ready to support her. The official Girl Scout cookie season for Girl Scouts of Oregon and Southwest Washington, I believe, starts at the next of this next week. I know it's at the end of January, so it's coming up quick. Ask one of your Girl Scout friends exactly when that deal goes down. Oregon Natural Desert Association is inviting you to an online presentation delving into the diverse species of bees thriving in Oregon's high desert. This will be on Tuesday, January 23rd. It's free. And you can get more information at ONDA, that's Oregon Natural Desert Association. Oh, not Desert, Desert. I wish it was the Desert Association. Oregon Natural Desert Association, onda.org/events. The community heat pump rebate and grant program through Neighbor Impact aims to increase access to energy efficient heat pumps in order to provide energy savings to Central Oregon households by providing funds to offset expenses toward new heat pumps. The program is available to owner-occupied households in Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson counties, and all of Warm Springs as well. Get more information at neighborimpact.org/heat. Stroke Awareness Oregon. They've got a new program called Stroke 101. It includes a slideshow, trained presenters, and needed materials that they offer to any group in Central Oregon that wishes to learn about stroke and stroke prevention. Get more information about this at strokeawarenessoregon.org. Museum and Me, it's a quieter time for children and adults who experience physical, intellectual, and or social disabilities. It's an event to enjoy the High Desert Museum after hours on Thursday, February 1st between 4 and 6 p.m. It's free if you RSVP at highdesertmuseum.org/events. High Desert Food and Farm Alliance is inviting you to their annual Super Bowl Saturday. Soup, S-O-U-P. It's going to be Saturday, February 3rd at Unitarian Universalist Fellowship on Skyline Drive in Bend. The Fun Family Friendly event is a fundraiser to help ensure that everyone has access to good food. For $15, attendees will get to sample soups from over a dozen local restaurants. Get more information and tickets at hdffa.org. That's HD as in High Desert, FFA.org. Back to the Oregon Natural Desert Association. They're inviting you to an online presentation about Oregon's Owyhee Canyonlands. Is that how you say it? I might be saying that wrong, but it's one of the largest conservation opportunities in the country. Online, Thursday, February 8th. It's free, and you get more information at onda.org/events. If you'd like to contribute to the High Desert Droids High School robotics team, so they can raise funds to build a robot and create experiences that will last a lifetime, go to team753.org, click on the drop-down, choose donation page, and follow the instructions. High Desert Museum is accepting submissions right now for the 2024 Waterston Desert Writing Prize. This honors creative nonfiction that illustrates artistic excellence, sensitivity to place and desert literacy, with deserts as both subject and setting. The submission deadline is May 1st. You can find more information at highdesertmuseum.org. Just do a search there for Waterston. You might notice I'm tripping over the word desert now because I keep thinking about dessert. That's not good. As we move on now to some stuff from the High Desert Museum. In recognition of the 50th anniversary of the Endangered Species Act, the High Desert Museum is embarking on a year-long series of exhibitions and public programs to explore and reflect on the ESA's impact in the high desert and beyond. Now, Andy Warhol's Endangered Species exhibit will open to the public through April 7th. It is open to the public through April 7th. For additional information, visit highdesertmuseum.org. They've also got that timber culture exhibit running at the High Desert Museum. That goes through Sunday, April 28th. Tells the story of Maxville, which is a segregated logging town that boomed in Oregon during the 20s and 30s. I guess I should say it was a segregated logging town. There's more information at High Desert Museum when you click on events on this one as well. Well, do you like trivia? You can test your knowledge of local wildlife while supporting Think Wild. Wildlife trivia is the second Tuesday of each month at the lot. Help Think Wild protect native wildlife, win awesome prizes, and learn more at thinkwildco.org. And finally, you know, if you have a drug problem, you can get help. Central Oregon High Desert Area of Narcotics Anonymous would love to help you. They've got a 24-hour helpline. Or you can find them on the web. I'll give you that number in just a moment. Get your pen ready if you need help or know someone that does. Online, it's COHDANA, Central Oregon High Desert Area of Narcotics Anonymous. That's what that stands for, COHDANA.org. You never have to use again. Here's the phone number if you're ready for it, 541-416-2146. That's 541-416-2146. I'm out of time. But I'll be back again next week on this station at this time for Inside Central Oregon. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. Take care of yourself, your families, your pets. And we'll see you again next week.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.